Praise God. Brother Mark. Appreciate this man of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, all you people. Thank you, Jesus. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Anybody glad to be in the house of the Lord today? For there is liberty. For the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's certainly good to be with you all in this service. Amen. I want to give honor to your pastor, his family. Amen. Appreciate all that they are doing. In the glory of the Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. How many is glad? We celebrate today, a lot of people throughout the world, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm glad that He paid the penalty for my sin. But I'm glad He got up out of that tomb. I'm glad He's no longer on the cross. But He's alive forevermore. And every day we celebrate His resurrection. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you could stand with me, I'd like for you to go to Luke chapter 24, verse number 13. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 24, verse number 13. Amen. The word of the Lord says, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know Him. And He said to them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered and said unto Him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And He said unto them, what things? And they said unto Him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered Him to be condemned to death and have crucified Him. But we trusted that it had been He which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, or yes, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not His body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that He was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but Him they saw not. Then He said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And He made as though He would have gone further. I want to preach to you with the help of the Lord. Jesus went further. Jesus went further. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank You, mighty God, for this opportunity, Lord, God, to preach your word unto your people today, God. Your word is anointed, Lord. I ask, God, right now that you will anoint your servant, God, to preach without fear, without favor. Almighty God, anoint my lips of clay, Lord, to declare your word today, Almighty God. Give us hearts to receive and minds to comprehend your word today. We're careful, God, giving you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you notice what is going on here, amen. Jesus said that he would suffer, amen, and that he would die, and on the third day, he would rise again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you, if Jesus thought it was necessary, he would have gone further, amen, than what he did for us. Amen. But can I tell you this morning that Calvary was sufficient. Amen. What the blood of bulls and goats could not do, but rolls sins ahead one more year. The blood of Jesus Christ did it all in one shot. Amen. Forever covering the sin, amen, of you and I here today. Is there anyone glad for forgiveness of sins and the washing away of sins? Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad that there's power, wonder-working power, in the blood of Jesus today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. What happened at Calvary Church was one of the most tremendous events the world has ever known. What a love story today, church, that the God of creation would come from His glory from on high, robe Himself in flesh, dwell among us, amen, come and preach, heal your bodies, cast the devils out, amen, declare the acceptable year of the Lord's favor, amen, and preach His heart out and give it all at Calvary, amen. Praise the Lord. The created and the Creator. Amen. We do know that God created Himself a body, which was to be the Lamb of God. Amen. When the creature came, amen, the created, amen, there was an undeserved humiliation. Can I tell you, church, Jesus did not deserve to be humiliated in the ways that He was. He was beaten with the reeds about His head. Amen. He was mocked. Amen. He got a crown of thorns pressed into His head. Amen. You know the story, but I want you to get a fresh look at what our Lord Jesus Christ went through for you and I. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, as the Creator, amen, He had immeasurable love. Amen. It was not the nails that held Him to the cross. Amen. But His love for you and I. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me today. Y'all forgive me as I wet my throat here. Amen. God has a message here for you today.
Yes.
I am dehydrated. I apologize. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. It was His love that held Him to the cross. Amen. I'm glad. See, we cannot comprehend an immeasurable love. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, the Lord loved us, church, when we were unlovable. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins. Amen. I'm glad. Praise the Lord. I didn't deserve Calvary, but I'm glad He went all the way for you and I. Thank you, Jesus. The unbearable mockery. How many likes to have your feelings hurt? I don't like to have my feelings hurt. I'm going to be honest with you here today. Amen. But He endured unbearable mockery. Amen. But can I tell you, it was the ultimate selfishness. Jesus Christ did not think of Himself. He did not go to the cross for Himself. But He went for you and I. Amen. Such inhumane suffering. The Bible lets us know that He was beaten beyond recognition. No one could even tell that it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That the stripes that He bore for us literally tore the back of Jesus Christ down to the backbone. Such incredible, unmeasurable suffering. Amen. But yet by those stripes, He brought your healing. He brought my healing. And sister, I believe in the Lord for your miracle, because the Word of God says that we can. brought. Ooh. Undisputable grace or unmerited favor of God. Amen. The unthinkable torture, the agony that the Lord suffered. Amen. Brought incomprehensible mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. As he's being nailed, he's saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
Amen. The indescribable pain, hour after hour, hanging on that cross. Amen. He brought the supreme sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Church, we are to never forget what happened at Calvary. Amen. We are to never forget. The message should never get old. Amen. Of the suffering that Jesus went through. And that every drop of blood was shed for you and I. Thank God for Calvary. Amen. But can I tell you, church, the story does not end at Calvary. Amen. Many people have mental pictures of Jesus hanging on a cross. They make crucifixes and things like such as this. Amen. But can I tell you today, church, Jesus is no longer on the cross. Amen. He's no longer in the tomb. And Jesus is alive, and he's alive forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The story does not end at Calvary. It's just rather getting started. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is why Jesus, when he finished teaching those things to the two disciples, that he went around all the prophecies concerning the Messiah. He made as though he would go further. Hallelujah. Why is this? Because he had unfinished business to take care of. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, that only Jesus going to the cross was only a part of his mission. Amen. What was the mission of Jesus Christ? Amen. Luke chapter 12, verse number 49 and 50. Jesus said, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled? Amen. He came to send fire on the earth. Amen. Verse number 50. But I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straightened till it be accomplished? Amen. He had a better plan, greater things. Amen. How many is thankful for the forgiveness of sins? How many is glad he forgave you? I'm glad that Jesus forgave me of my sins. I'm glad, amen, that when I heard the truth preached to me, that I came to an altar or a meeting place with the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. I'm glad that I've got a God who cares about what I'm going through. Amen. A lot of people are finding that a lot of people just don't care. People are becoming more selfish.
Come on.
More unconcerned. Amen. They're all for themselves. They say you gotta look out. They look at right here and they go, for number one. That's the world today. But I've got a God. Amen. Praise the Lord that loves you so much that he gave every drop of blood for you. Amen. But I'm glad, church, that it doesn't just stop at repentance. I'm glad for forgiveness.
Right. Yeah.
How many of you would like to be forgiven of all your debt today? Well, there'd be some shouting going on this hour. Woo! MasterCard is paid off. Woo! Praise the Lord, my mortgage is paid off. Amen. Some of y'all would run the aisles.
I would.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Woo. Thank you, Lord. But the Lord Jesus Christ has something even better planned.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus said, amen, I am come to send fire upon the earth. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. John's baptism went unto repentance. John the Baptist preached repentance, turning away from sin. And church, before you ever get anything more from God, you've got to turn away from sin. Amen. What fellowship have light with darkness? How many knows that our God is light?
Listen,
Repentance is not a suggestion. It is a command.
Amen.
It is the first and godly sorrow working repentance. Amen. Too many people are rushing to baptismal waters without repenting. Amen. Godly sorrow. You've got to realize that your sin has not only separated you from God, but you have offended God by your sin. What is sin? Sin is simply disobedience.
Right.
To not do that which is right. To him that knoweth it to good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I'm glad that I got to preach the Word of God going on in this house, that I know what pleases God and what doesn't please God. It's important, church. Amen. How many of you married folk out there like to please your husband or wife? What is it? If mama's happy, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy? Come on now. Amen. Come on, ladies. Y'all know your husband's favorite meal, don't you? And when you want, to go on a shopping spree or what have you, what do you want? This is my favorite meal. You know what pleases each other. And you no doubt love one another. You no doubt spent year after year loving one another. Amen. But how about loving Jesus for a while? How about loving Jesus? I want to do that which pleases Him. I want to give Him His favorite praise, which is from my heart. Not just from my mouth, but from my heart. I want Jesus Christ to know that I appreciate being forgiven. I want Jesus Christ to know that I appreciate the agony that He went through. He didn't have to, but He did it for me, and He did it for you. I want to celebrate Jesus Christ each and every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, John's baptism was unto repentance. He said, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Oh, is he ever mightier than John the Baptist? Amen. Whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you, amen, with what? The Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many knows the Holy Ghost is in this room? I know the Holy Ghost is in this place. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to just feel the Holy Ghost. I want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. I want to be submerged in the Holy Ghost until I get the fire on me. Amen. I want to feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. Has any of you ever been burnt? When you get burnt, something goes on. You got some action going on. Amen. Ooh, that's something to that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody get popped with hot grease before? Ooh. You don't just go, wow, that feels good in there. Hold your hand right there and just and smell what the rock is cooking. No. You don't play with fire. Amen. You move with fire. How many knows, church, that we are lively stones? We're not like the denominational world. This is not a funeral home in here today. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord God is in this place. Amen. Because I can feel you. It doesn't matter how you feel it in your body. Whenever that fire gets a hold of you, you will magnify and extol and exalt Jesus Christ. Amen. This gospel, amen, is a gospel that will change your life. Don't go to a church where a gospel don't change your life. Don't go to a church where a gospel just tickles your ear and tell that you're just such a good person and will bless your heart. You know what? I'm glad I got a preacher that'll get in my face and tell me, son, you gotta straighten up. You gotta do the things that please God. Amen. There's more than just repentance. There's water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins. Amen. If you got a dead animal out there, you don't want to be whistling on that dead animal, do you? You want to grab a shovel, don't you? And bury that thing. Can I tell you? You are forgiven of your sins. Amen. But those sins have got to be buried. They're dead. They're dead. And they got to be buried. Praise the Lord. We are buried with Him now in baptism. Praise the Lord. This ain't going like the way I'm walking. Okay, here we go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Baptism is not a suggestion. You can read the book of Acts, and they commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some were baptized unto John's baptism. Because, well, there was a little trigger here that said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Yeah.
And we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Ooh. Red flag, red flag. Unto what then were you baptized? He said, unto John's baptism. Can I tell you it matters how you're baptized? Can I tell you it matters? This is important. We got to get it right, church. We got to get it right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ooh, and he preached Jesus. Amen. He preached Jesus' same baptism. And they that gladly heard were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, is it grandma's baptism good enough? Bless her heart. Ain't nobody can make biscuits and gravy like her. Can I tell you something? I'm glad for grandma. But when it comes to my salvation, I got to do it the Bible way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, Jesus said, and what if, what will I if it be already kindled? One explanation of this, and how I wish that it were already kindled. Can I tell you that Jesus Christ at this point was very anxious to pour out the Holy Ghost in fire upon His disciples? Jesus was excited. Amen. He walked with them. He taught them. He walked with them. Amen. He said, I shall be in you not many days hence. Amen. Can I tell you, there's nobody that feels like Jesus Christ. How many's glad that the Lord holds your hand? Y'all heard that? Precious Jesus, hold my hand. I'm glad He holds my hand. But can I tell you, there's something greater than Him just holding my hand? There's something greater than Him just holding my hand? I love it when the Holy Ghost comes upon me. There's nothing like it. But when the Holy Ghost gets inside of you, amen, praise the Lord. This has been the desire of the Lord the whole way. Amen. The denial world don't know about it. They're scared to death of it. It's of the devil, they say. It's of the devil. Can I tell you? The devil don't give nothing this good. The devil don't give nothing this good. Amen. Praise the Lord. The greatest gift I have ever received was on February the 11th, 1988, when God not only came on me, brother, but He got on the inside of me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I began to speak with other tongues, not as someone taught me, but as the Spirit gave the utterance. Jesus was in control. But you know what? This is the most unruly member of your whole body. This is why God chose tongues. This right here can start wars. It caused an uproar yesterday on the news. Our president.
This is transgender day.
No, this is the day that the Lord has made.
All right.
I will rejoice and be glad.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. America needs to repent. From the White House to the poorhouse. America needs to repent.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn. Turn.
Turn.
You're from the wicked ways.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Jesus told His disciples, amen, in John chapter 16, verse number 7, it is expedient. It is very important. It is necessary. Amen. For you, this is for your advantage, that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He hinted more at it in John chapter 7, verse number 38. Jesus cried out. He wasn't mealy mouthed. He cried it out. It's important. Praise the Lord. He that believeth. Now, I say this just about everywhere I go. In the King James Version of the Bible, that ETH means continual.
Yes.
Right.
See, you don't just believe one time and that's it.
Right.
He that believeth, he that will continually put his trust in me, put his faith in me,
right,
praise the Lord, believeth on me, As Grandma said it. No. As the Scripture has said. Out of his belly shall flow rivers. Amen. Not a trickle, but rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I ought not Christ to have suffered these things to enter into his glory. Don't you understand that it was necessary for Jesus to suffer these things? Amen. Before he could be glorified? Amen. Why is this? Why were they necessary? That was the only way to the mercy seat. Amen. I'm going Old Testament on you. Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Amen. It was a requirement in the Old Testament. The altar of sacrifice was a necessity. You didn't walk into the holiest of holies and bypass the altar. You died. You didn't walk past it. You didn't go through the altar and past the brazen laver and walk into that holy place. You would die. Let me tell you something, church. The steps of salvation are critical. They are crucial to your salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. All before he could enter into the holies of holies, all these things had to be done. They had to wash. He said, wash that you die not. Amen. You bring the sacrifice. Amen. Then you wash yourself at the brazen laver. Amen. And then, amen, you could enter into a holy place with God and the presence of God and the glory of God. Amen. How many want to see his glory? I want to see his glory. Amen. Then you don't bypass your daily living as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, I beseech you, brethren, I'm begging you, brethren, present your bodies to each other, unto God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. He brought me life. What can I do? Lord, don't just take all of me. Part of me. Take all of me. Can I tell you, Jesus doesn't want weekend custody of you. No. Every day. Every day. If any man come after me, let him first do what? Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. It's not, this thing is not about me, and it's not about you, but it's about him. I don't live for me, I live for him. Praise the Lord. I serve Jesus, I don't serve myself. What it is to truly be a Christian is not to be self-serving. Amen. Live for him. Everything for Jesus. Amen. Hebrews 9:11 says, but Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come. Praise the Lord. He became our high priest, and there was better things to come. Is what I'm reading here. Amen. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. Thank God for the Old Testament. But it was a schoolmaster. He had taught me things. Amen. But he had something better. Amen. The tabernacle he wants to dwell in is no longer made with man's hands. Amen. But you are the tabernacle that Jesus Christ wants to dwell in. Thank you, Jesus. That is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. Someone say Jesus' blood. He entered once. He don't have to enter in once a year, but once, amen, was enough into the holy place, having obtained eternal. Somebody say eternal. Redemption for us. My freedom in God is eternal. Praise the Lord. Praise God. His blood will keep me throughout eternity. Amen. I'll be thankful for this blood today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But his mission is still not complete. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm going to read John 20 and 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Amen. She runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Amen. You know, they come down, they run. I'm going to skip down to verse number 7. Praise the Lord. No, number 6. And cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. Amen. So the linen clothes were laying there, and the napkin, which was about his head, not lying with linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. In the biblical days, when you were finished eating, you would throw your napkin in the middle of your plate to let your servants know that you were finished with your meal. If you were interrupted with your meal and you had to leave, you folded your napkin and neatly placed it beside your plate. Amen. By itself. Amen. It let people know that you are coming back to finish your meal. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Peter and John understood this. Jesus had some unfinished business. Amen. It's more than just getting up out of a grave. Amen. But he had to go to a mercy seat. He had to fulfill, amen, the atonement for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not finished here yet. I'll be back and finish what I've started. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you, amen, that work was finished in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. Amen. He said, go, tarry you until you be in Jerusalem, until you be endued with power from on high. I'm not finished with this resurrection thing. I rose again. I gave you my blood, but now I've got something more to give you today. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse number 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. They were all in agreement. They were all in unity and in one place. Can I tell you something, church? Division has no place in God's house. You want to see the miraculous take place? You better get with the program.
That's right. Amen.
Hey, listen. If this brother's offended me, you know what? The Bible says, leave my gift at the altar. Go and make things right with my brother. Amen. Because we need a move of God. I need a move of God more than I need revenge. I need a move of God more than anything else. Your family needs a move of God. Amen. Then suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you, church, it wasn't enough for Jesus to die on the cross. It wasn't enough to have him buried in a tomb. Praise the Lord. He was only satisfied, amen, only when he was resurrected and entered into his glory. Amen. So that we could share that glory. Hallelujah. He could share that glory with you and I. I'm not talking about the credit. I'm talking about the redemption power. I'm talking about salvation. Amen. He wanted to share his Spirit with you and empower you. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you, we must be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you today, in closing, amen, Jesus has a greater thing for you. Amen. If you've not yet repented of your sins, here's a meeting place with God. You can have a brand new life. Praise the Lord. A brand new life today. I can think of nothing greater Amen. Your life, no doubt, has got its mess ups and got its problems. And you're full of the guilt of sin. Amen. Even now, God is dealing with some people in this house. I believe this with all my heart because God laid this message on my heart. I thought I was going to preach something else. Amen. But I'm telling you, why is it that God is dealing with you? Why are you feeling the feeling that you're feeling in this house this morning? Because it's not His will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. He wants you to experience life like you've never experienced life. Can I tell you, praise the Lord, what do I do? What do I do, preacher? Amen. You're not going to have a church that's coming down here to judge you and, oh, you must be a dirty person. Look at you, dirty person. You're at an altar. This is a meeting place with God. This is between you and God. My question to you today is, how hungry are you for God? We're hungry for a lot of things. We may be hungry for lunch. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled. When you hunger and thirst for God, you will be filled. Amen. Praise the Lord. People will pray for you and pray with you. Amen. But you know what? Preacher can't do it for you. Elder here can't do it for you. Mama can't do it for you. Wifey can't do it for you. Husband can't do it for you. You got to do it for yourself. The book of Acts says, save yourselves from this untoward or wicked generation. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know what to do. You know what? I'm telling you. Come. Godly sorrow works repentance. Come. Pray. Ask the Lord. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is just and faithful to forgive us our sins. He said, I'll forgive you. But when we're baptized in Jesus' name, He said, I'll cast them in a sea of forgetfulness. I'll remember them no more. They are washed away. I'll cast them as far as the east is from the west. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like you never committed the sin. Amen. And from there, when you've done your part, you can come hungry for the Lord. And the Lord will fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you will speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. What is tongues? What is this? It's nothing but the evidence for the unbeliever to see that you've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Jews saw this with the Gentiles. They said, we know they got the Holy Ghost, for we heard them speak with other tongues, like as we. That's how we knew they had the real thing. The Gentiles got the baptism of the Holy Ghost the same as we did.
Amen.
You know what? I'm going to tell you one more thing. I'm going to invite you to come and pray. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a gift. You don't have to beg God for a gift.
Glory.
You know, please God, please God. You know what? You know what? It's a gift. Amen. If I had a gift here for you, would you just come and receive the gift? Amen. I'm telling you, church, the devil wants it complicated because the devil wants to confuse you about this thing. Amen. The Holy Ghost is one of the most wonderful experiences you will ever experience. But I will tell you this. A person's not going to get the Holy Ghost if they don't repent. And I can't repent for you. The pastor can't repent for you. I'm telling you, church, Jesus is coming. I'm not trying to scare you, but I must warn you. It's my job. I got to warn you that Jesus is coming back. And He's coming back to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. He's coming back as the Word of God. Praise the Lord. I would come today. Well, I want to live my 20s out. I'll serve God in my 30s. When we're not promised our next breath. Amen. Take it from one who knows. Living for God is the best life that there is. He is the best God you will ever serve. I've served the world. I've served myself. All of it leads to nothing. But living for God is the best life that you will ever do. Can we stand today? I'm telling you, church, these altars are open. All I want to do is pray with you. Amen. But the decision is yours today. Amen. You can live a truly Resurrection Sunday in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Brother Barber, for the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Play a song over there, if y'all want to. Maybe he don't want me to say it, but has anybody in here ever had kidney stones? Anybody ever had kidney stones? I've heard that the pain is right up there with, like a woman having a baby. That's how painful it is. This preacher has preached here today with kidney stones. Amen. Amen. I believe this morning, this afternoon, that God can heal him today.
Yes.
After the Word of God preached like it was today. It can change.
Yes.
It can change.
I believe
it. Amen. Praise God. These altars are open. What a day to get the Holy Ghost.